Blog Talk Radio.
You are now tuning in to Wellness and Faith with Sherry Weary, where we question, explore, love, support, encourage, and make spiritual wellness a priority. So get ready to exercise your faith. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Wellness and Faith with Sherry Weary. I am your host, and I am so glad that you have joined me tonight as we decide and take this journey together of making spiritual wellness a priority. So tonight, we'll discuss the hashtag moment, and the hashtag for the month of November is Don't Give Up. We'll talk about religion and the results of the U.S. presidential election in our segment titled To Believe or Not to Believe. And then we'll go right into Let's Be Real, which is a segment where I make my weekly confession. And then we'll end the show with a dose of spiritual wellness and final greetings. Remember that you can interact with me before, during, and after the show on social media with the hashtags, hashtag moment, don't give up, let's be real, wellness and faith, or anything else that you hear on the show that you create yourself. Just be sure to tag me at Weary Consult, and you can do that on Instagram, Facebook, and on Twitter. You are also more than welcome to call into the show live with any questions or comments that you have about anything that we are discussing this evening. If you would like to do so, you need to call 347-850-1154. Again, that's 347-850-1154. If you need that number again, you can go ahead and look at the show website at blogtalkradio.com/RSWellness. So let's go right into the hashtag moment. So the hashtag moment is a point in the show where I discuss a topic related to a blog that I may have written, and then we can post about that issue or that circumstance or conversation with that particular hashtag. I'm a guest contributor for the RS Counseling and Wellness Center blog, which can be found at radiantsunshine.org. You can go there to find tons of helpful wellness tips in addition to the blogs that I do there periodically as well. So be sure to go ahead and check that out. So our discussion for tonight, again, for the hashtag moment is don't give up. So on this evening, we're actually going to be talking about failure as a result to this whole declaration, this whole mindset of just not giving up. So even though you may have experienced failure in this year, you can't give up. So we have to remember, we have to realize that failure is a part of life. No one is perfect. The only person that ever walked this earth that was absolutely perfect was Jesus. And since none of us are Jesus, we're going to mess up at some point in our lives. It may be a one-time event. It may be multiple events. Seeing as how we're human, I doubt that there is everyone or anyone, rather, that exists that has only made one mistake in their lives. If you have, I would love to meet you. Please call into the show so we can set up a time to meet, because I want to know what you're doing with your life and how you're making it work. But seriously, though, failure is a part of our life, and you don't want to allow the fear of failure to allow the fear of what others are going to think of you and even what you think of yourself to cripple you. You cannot allow failure to cripple you. You want to allow failure to transform you into maturing, into learning, and to turn the failure into an opportunity to just become better. You want to see the failure as an opportunity to grow. And you also want to make sure that after experiencing failure, that you recalibrate your actions and that you get up and try again. Now, depending on the reason for your failure, it may require a lot of soul searching and a lot of admitting those hard truths about why the failure occurred. If your failure was a result of not heeding sound wisdom or sound advice, and you decided that you wanted to go against what was in the best interest of your success, then, you know, on top of trying a new plan, putting together a new strategy, you also have to change the way that you even take in information. You want to also change the way that you operate and decide to really take in the good knowledge and the wisdom and experience of others. You know, we don't always have to learn by failure. We can learn from other people's mistakes. So if this failure occurred because of others around you, then you want to make sure that you're taking the necessary steps to get out of that mindset and a way of doing things. Now, if you experience failure in spite of taking on sound knowledge and sound wisdom and sound advice and doing your due diligence, you just, again, you don't want to be crippled by the fact that it may seem that all of your hard work was in vain. You want to still learn from it because, okay, you did everything you were supposed to do to try to ensure your success. That did not happen. And so what happened is that, or what actually happened rather, is that you learned a way that's not going to work. You learned a way that is going to show you, or you learned, you got one step closer to learning the way that's actually going to work. So failure is not something that has to be the end all and be all. Failure does not have to be something that cripples or destroys us. It can actually be something that makes us better. And so in spite of experiencing failure, you don't want to give up. You want to continue on your journey of success and achieving your goals in whatever area of your life that it may be, in spite of failure. Because the more failure that you're experiencing, one, is a sign that you're trying, so that's a good thing. But again, you're learning ways that it doesn't work. And so once you actually find a solution that works best for you, or, you know, even for other people, if other people are involved in your particular goal, then now you have the experience and you can help others who are going to be coming behind you on the same journey as well. So even your failure can not only be a teaching moment for you, but it can also be a teaching moment for those around you and a teaching moment for those individuals who will be coming behind you on this same journey as well. So in spite of failure, don't give up, get up, and try again. So now we're going to go into our segment titled To Believe or Not to Believe. This is a point in the show where I strongly encourage you to interact with me live by calling into the show. The number to dial in is 347-850-1154. Now, I do have to give a disclaimer in light of the topic that we'll be discussing. For this particular segment, we're going to be talking about the results of the recent presidential election here in the U.S. and how religion played into that. And so with anyone that's calling to the show, you are more than welcome to express your opinion. You're more than welcome to share, you know, various types of views. But one of the requirements is that despite whatever your perspective or your opinion or your point of view is that we are still going to be respectful and mindful of those who have a different point of view or a different perspective. So if you call into the show and you're giving any type of comments or make any type of statements that are derogatory or disrespectful or hateful towards any type of group of people, unfortunately, your comment will be cut abruptly short. So, but again, and we welcome all different types of views, all different types of perspectives. We just want to make sure that we are respectful even in expressing our particular point of view. So, one, I'm sure that, you know, some of us are really just worn out with the whole cycle of news and the unending information that's coming from different developments as we continue to see how the results of this the presidential election continues to play out here in the U.S. and even abroad as well. And in the news and on social media and in conversations I've had over the past week, what I've seen is that religion, specifically evangelical Christianity, is getting a pretty bad rap from those who did not vote for Trump and for those who do not agree that President-elect Trump is fit actually for office. And from what I can gather, one of the primary reasons that evangelical Christians voted for President-elect Trump is due to his stance on abortion. Now, we can definitely take up an entire show talking about this topic because, first of all, it was not just abortion alone. There were several other issues, you know, in regards to how voters felt about the ethics and the, you know, morality of Secretary Hillary Clinton and her ability to be able to carry out the job. So, you know, there's tons of other issues. And, you know, when it comes to healthcare and the state of our economy, why voters, some voters chose to vote for President-elect Trump. But we will not take up the entire show to talk about this, so I'm going to keep my response fairly brief. And again, you're more than welcome to call in to add in anything that you would like to say as well. So I do want to, again, emphasize that every person is entitled to their own opinion. And this show is not in place to seek to vilify anyone for any reason. Even in speaking the truth, the aim of the show is to do it in love and to do it with the goal of ultimately seeking unity and reconciliation. So on today and in the coming weeks, I really urge all of you to take the time to understand a perspective that is different from yours, to understand instead of vilifying an individual or an entire group of people. Because if we address someone harshly, unnecessarily, because of their view, even if it is wrong, we may miss the opportunity to bring that person into the knowledge of the truth and what the reality of a particular situation is. Now, even just speaking the truth, people can take the truth as being harsh. So I'm not saying to water down what the truth is. I'm not saying to not give the truth, to not teach truth, to not show truth, to not live truth. But what I am saying is that it's all about how we are presenting the truth. And I can tell you just from the news, the social media, the conversations, is that I've heard truth in ways that are really not conducive to solutions that we are hoping to have. And so we want to be solution-focused even in proclaiming our truth as well. So to only address the one point about, the President-elect Trump regarding his stance on abortion, my short answer to the whole pro-life movement is that I believe that being pro-life should really be more of being entire life. So what do I mean by that? When you look at the pro-life movement, it's about, not harming or killing a fetus or baby, before the baby is even born. And what I will say is that I think that we need to not only be concerned about babies before they're born, but we also need to be concerned about babies as they grow up and they become children and what the state of their lives are going to be and as they become teenagers and as they become adults. And we also need to be concerned about the adults who are in place to take care of them and if they are in a position to take care of this baby, are they in a position to really care for them and to give this baby everything that they need. So when I talk about being entire life, it can take consideration not just the unborn child, but also can take into consideration its parents and its families and the society that surrounds this, that will surround this baby if the baby is born. We have to be concerned about the educational opportunities. We have to be concerned about the housing opportunities for this unborn baby. We have to be concerned about the employability of his parents. We have to be concerned about the financial outcome even for his parents, the mental health and the physical health status and the emotional health status of the parents. We have to, be concerned about the entire life of this unborn child and if they will have the resources in order to have emotional and mental and physical and spiritual wellness. So I think it's important that we're entire life, and that we really take in consideration all of these circumstances that could possibly surround someone who is at a point in their life where they have to make a decision about what they're going to do with this unborn child and, if they're going to be able to provide for this child and what they will choose in regards to what their decision to be to either bring this child into this world or not to bring the child into this world. We have to make sure that we understand that that's a very complex decision to make, regardless of where we stand on the issue, if we agree with abortion, if we do not agree with, abortion. We have to not be so closed-minded in a sense that we don't understand the entirety of all of the issues that plays into someone being at that standpoint where they have to make that type of decision. We can't just act like it's just a blanket statement, regardless of what side of the issue that we're on. We want to make sure that we understand the totality of everything that's going on and that if we're going to advocate for the lives of unborn children, that we also need to advocate for the lives of the parents. We need to advocate for the society and the communities that these unborn children are set to be raised up in. And so that's what I mean by talking about entire life. I would love to hear, you know, your feedback about it. Like I said, regardless of what side of the issue that you stand on, if you would like to join the discussion, you're more than welcome to call into the show. You can also contact me on social media as well and reach out to me. But, you know, I would say, you know, that when it comes to this presidential election, even just besides that one talking point, is that we want to be sure that whatever views that we are expressing, that is those of us who do have faith and who do proclaim ourselves to be people of faith and Christians, that we're not pushing people away from believing in God. You know, this particular segment is titled To Believe or Not to Believe. And everything we do, everything we say, everything we post, the conversations we choose to take part in, the conversations we choose to be silent about, because even our silence speaks volumes. The issues that we decide to not voice concerns about, the times when we are not on the right side of justice, all of this has an effect on whether individuals are drawn to even know more about God, if they're drawn to believe in God, to give God a chance. And no, we are, as human beings, we're not God, but we're supposed to be a reflection of Him. We are supposed to be His disciples here on earth. And we have to remember that either we're pushing people away or we're drawing them to God. So let's make sure, let's try to be mindful. Again, we're not perfect, but we strive for perfection. We strive to be the reflection of God's love and His truth and His light. So be mindful of that. You know, for this segment, as we talk about to believe or not to believe, we're either drawing people or we're pushing them away. And our goal is always to draw to Christ. All right, so for our next segment, this is called Let's Be Real. This is a point in the show where I make my weekly confession, and I'm transparent with you, and I admit my mistakes and shortcomings and areas where I've had to grow in, and areas where I'm still growing. And I'm also honest about my successes and things that have gone well and awesome things that have happened in my life. And the purpose of this segment is to provide an example of what I believe we need more of from people of faith. And I just simply people being real. So it's my time to do it. I'm going to be real. So my confession this week is that I had to show compassion to someone who has hurt me. And it was hard. It was so hard. So to protect the identity of the person and also to respect the interaction that I have with them, I will be very vague about the circumstances because, you know, it's possible that they are listening to the show right now. So I just want to make sure that I still honor them as an individual as well. But, you know, with this particular incident that occurred, you know, I and this individual, we've had some difficult interactions. And in having those difficult interactions, it has definitely changed our current state of how we engage each other. But we've also had some pretty awesome times as well. Like, you know, this is a person who is very fun, very creative, awesome, awesome person to spend time with. So definitely enjoy the times that we are, you know, able to connect and to, you know, be able to enjoy, you know, who we are as individuals. But even with our interactions, we're both human and we've had some very difficult times and times that we haven't always understood each other. And, you know, in talking about that and trying to bring a resolution, it was difficult, and I can tell you that this person admitted that there's been some times that, you know, I've done things that they didn't like, and I had to be honest and say it's times they've done things that I didn't like either. And in that moment, though, I had to be I had to set aside my own emotions and to show compassion because, you know, as much as there are, you know, things that I don't like that has occurred with the interaction is that this is still a person who is still a good person. You know, this is still a person who also is some challenges that they're going through in their life right now. And I have some challenges that I'm going through in my life as well. You know, I wouldn't say my life is perfect. And so just in talking with that, what I had to come from a perspective of, instead of coming from my position of, well, let me tell you why I don't like what you did, and let me tell you, you know, why I need to have my point of view expressed and things of that nature, is that I had to back off and say, you know what, this is a person that I have history with. This is a person that I know very well and who I do care about. And we've, you know, we've spent some pretty good time together. So let me give them what they need. Let me step outside myself. Let me realize that the support that I need, I have other friends in my life that I am getting that support. So it's not like this individual, this friend, is the only friend that I'm able to go to. There are other individuals that I am blessed to have to be a part of my life that I've been able to continue that socialization with and that support. And so, you know, to have fun, have someone to bounce things off of. So because I have that, then let me show compassion and let me just give this person the support that they need, and let me just back off for the moment with wanting to express what I wanted to express. And like I said, again, like I was, it was definitely hard. I'm not going to, you know, be not be honest and say that it was easy to do that, because, you know, in the heat of the moment, especially when you're rehashing things and you want to prove your point, it can be difficult to back off from that, especially when you feel like the person needs to know this. Like, no, like, you need to know what you did too. But just in that moment, it's just, it wasn't important to prove my point. It wasn't necessary to try to, you know, reiterate things that have already been said. What was necessary was just to show compassion and to try to offer something that was needed, which is grace, which is love, which is support. Because at the end of the day, I would want someone to do that with me, you know, and I have had individuals that have done that with me, you know, in the times where I have not been my best self and when I haven't been the best friend that I could have been. I've had individuals who've had compassion in light of the challenges that I was going through, and they were still a good friend even when I wasn't. So that is my confession on this week. And I would say that I would encourage you all to do the same, even, you know, in your own interactions that you're having with people, is to try to have compassion, to try to look at it from the perspective of where they're going through, and to try to understand that person's hurt instead of trying to hurt them more, or trying to, you know, even validate your hurt, or trying to make your hurt more important than theirs, you know, because at the end of the day, everybody hurts the same. And this is actually a line from my novel, Walking Through the Pain, which is available for purchase. But I'll tell you more about that at the end of the show. But there's a point in my book where there's a conversation that is happening between Olivia Jones, who is the main character, and her aunt Tracy. And, you know, there's some things that have been transpired between them two. I can't go into all the details because I don't want to ruin the book for you all, because I still want you to go out and read it. But there's been some things that have been transpired between Olivia Jones and her Aunt Tracy. And Olivia is just so angry, you know, and justifiably so, because the things that have occurred were just really damaging and really, you know, changed the course of her life. And at this point, Olivia is, you know, talking about what has occurred, and she's, you know, really giving it to Aunt Tracy, just going at her. And Aunt Tracy, you know, responds back to Olivia with saying, you know, hey, like, yes, you're hurt, and I'm sorry. You know, I really hate the fact that everything that happened to you happened to you, but I'm hurt too, and this is what happened to me. And you know what? Everybody hurts the same. Everybody experiences pain the same, regardless of it all, is that we all hurt the same, we cry the same. And so the point of that statement in the book is to try to give a new perspective to how we view our own hurt in relation to other people's hurt. So, you know, doing a segment where I'm making this confession, talking about having compassion for someone else, you know, who has done something that I did not like and was hurtful, is to understand is that just like I've experienced pain, this individual has experienced pain too. So let me give this person what I would want someone to give to me in my pain. Let me look at this person and see that they need healing, that they need support, that they need love just like I need love and support. Let me give this person the grace and the mercy and the strength and the peace that I need in a time of my own pain. Let's understand that, again, everyone experiences pain. Everyone experiences hurt. Everyone has moments of just being distraught by something that has occurred to them. And so even though the reasons may be that this may not be the same and the circumstances, you know, may not be similar and the details are going to be as different as light as from day, pain is still pain. So let's show compassion and let's love and let's show grace and let's give each other what we need ourselves. All right, so in our final segment of the show, this is called The Dose of Spiritual Wellness. And this is a point in the show where I either recap the show or just give you just a statement to help you to carry on through the next week, you know, until we meet again. And it's just to be a moment of uplifting and also challenge you to continue to grow, you know, as you are seeking to be well spiritually and seeking to be well in other areas of your life as well. So the dose of spiritual wellness for this week is take care of you. You can't adequately take care of others if you're not adequately taking care of yourself. So take care of you. You can't adequately take care of others if you are not adequately taking care of yourself. So take care of you. Now, the operative word here is adequately. Like, we can definitely give help and support and, you know, we can definitely care for others. But the care is going to be limited if we are not first caring for ourselves. We have to make sure that we are taking the time to strengthen, to rejuvenate, to give peace to our own selves, to give peace to our own minds, our hearts, our spirits, our bodies. We have to make sure that we are rejuvenating ourselves, because if we keep pouring out, you know, at some point we're going to be empty. We're not going to have anything left to give, and we're going to be operating out of a negative place and where we're lacking. And at that point, we're actually hurting ourselves. So we want to make sure that we operate at our fullest potential by taking care of ourselves just as much as we care about taking care of others. We cannot care for others more than we care for ourselves. That cannot be a permanent mindset that we operate out of. Now, of course, there will be times in our lives where the balance may tip a little bit of more in someone else's favor or other group's favor as it does to ours, but that cannot be our permanent state of being. We cannot consistently and permanently and always and try to justify it, take better care of others than we are taking care of ourselves. Because at the end of the day, we need to model what we want other people to have in their own lives. And, you know, yes, being there for them is great, but if we are not modeling the same priority of taking care of ourselves as well, then we're doing ourselves an injustice and the individuals we are seeking to help. So that is our show for this evening. I hope you'll join me next week, same time, same place, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at blogtalkradio.com/RS Wellness. Remember that you can go to that website to not only listen to the show live, but to catch replays as well. Make sure that you go check out, again, radiantsunshine.org for tons of helpful wellness tips. And you also want to go to rsdevelopment.org. to be able to get information about the new women's enrichment community that is up and running. There's tons of helpful information there that you can find to help you as you are achieving to reach your goals as a woman, where you can find the support and have a safe place to really talk about the issues that we as women face. Remember that you can connect with me on social media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Periscope. My handle on all four platforms is at Weary Consult. To find out all things Sherry Weary, you can go to my website, sherryweary.com, which is sherryweary.com. My novel, Walking Through the Pain, is available in print and ebook format on my website at sherryweary.com. Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com. So you want to go ahead and get your copy today. I'm also in the middle of doing a workshop series talk, which is titled Walking Through the Pain, Practical Steps to Emotional Wellness. I am a co-presenter for the series that is taking place in the Wellness Center. The third installment in the series is coming up on Saturday, December 17th. So to get more information about that and to also register for the website, or for the workshop rather, you want to go to rswellness.org/wellness-event. That's rswellness.org/wellness-event. Until we meet again, and as always, I'm going to pray that you will be well, you will be whole, and you will be set free.